Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Imagine if you're on a deployment and you got to go overseas wherever you go. It's not like, you know, the milkman is going to show up in his dairy truck in his little...
They don't have a milkman?
They don't have a milkman. But the crazy thing is, in the middle of the desert, middle of Fallujah, there still is milk. And you kind of wonder, you're like, where did this come from? And that's the kind of hard thing. In the middle of Iraq, there's all these squiggly letters on every package and you can't read anything. And it comes in a little box. You're like, there's something
and you
that's
just hope it's not rat poison.
And I don't know. It's just like, I guess it tastes okay. And then I woke up this morning, so I guess it's all right.
All right.
And after a 7-month deployment and you're drinking this, I guess, boxed milk or whatever it is, you come back home and you go to the grocery store and you reach for that milk that you got 7 months ago, whether it was 2% or 1%, and it just doesn't go down the same.
Well, I guess not. It's 7 months old. Why would you drink? Seven-month-old milk.
Well, 7 months later, when you go back to the same grocery store.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But that, you know what? That's the crazy, man. I prayed about it. I repented for something or whatever. And I'm just like, I just command that to go and healing. And I'm like, all right, I can drink milk, right? I'm like, I had it 7 months ago. And I can't do milk anymore.
Wow.
So
what do you drink now?
I drink soy. I drink the milk of soy.
What exactly is soy?
You know, I think that's a question that we've asked before, and we have yet...
What is it? It's a bean? Chris says it's a bean.
How do you get milk from a...
Well, I don't know. How do you get milk out of almonds? Kind of the same process.
That's the same thing. But you know what? And again, but apparently, though, this is something that you might want to add to the, you know, the diet regimen, but apparently it has twice as much calcium as regular milk. So, you know, if you're on a low calcium diet and you need something because apparently, you know, we're only supposed to drink milk as children. And like once our digestive systems develop and we get older, we really don't need milk. It's actually, I guess it's actually, you know, not all the best for you.
Counterproductive.
I guess this is reportedly, I don't have any
allegedly,
but if you think about it and it's just like, imagine if you had something that was, you know, less of the fat intake, I don't know, but it's better for you as far as calcium wise. So
vitamins.
I am a soy user. I'm a soy consumer.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, it does. I guess. So if you're out there drinking 2.5% or 1%, switch it up.
Step away.
Go for a little bit soy. You might like it.
Or almond milk.
Well, you know what's funny though? I was talking about Peter. I was talking with Peter earlier, and he's a milk drinker.
The real stuff.
And he's asking me because he always sees...
Does he have sinus problems?
I don't know.
Okay. It produces a lot of stuff.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't know. But he was looking in the fridge and he was talking about it. And he says, yeah, well, I'm out of milk. You know, can I have some of the soy? And I said, yeah, man, go for it. And he's like, well, I saw that one in about a week ago. Is it still good? He's like, because if I get milk, it's gone and bad in like 5 days. And I said, yeah, man, you didn't know that the benefits of soy, it lasts for like twice as long. And he looks at me and he's like, I didn't know. I was just expanding.
Wow.
I was expanding his horizons. And he's like, no way. He's like, when did you? So I reach in the fridge and I pull out one of the cartons. And I'm like, yeah, man, I got this one last month or last week and it expires next month. And he's like, he was like a changed
astonished
man right there.
Oh,
he's like,
wow.
I got to get me some soy. I never knew there were
so many
benefits of soy. So you know what? I think that we have actually converted Peter, and he's now a soy consumer.
He's a soy man.
He's a soy. But yeah, he's a soy man. I want to save you the grief. They got different flavors of soy. Like as a kid, usually there's regular milk and chocolate milk. To me, you cannot pass up a good glass of chocolate milk. I mean, that's the bomb right there. You don't like chocolate milk?
No. I don't know. I don't like anything chocolate in my drinks.
You ever had Cocoa Krispies?
No. I don't do anything chocolate in my drink.
I am shocked. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Not even like
I don't like chocolate ice cream. Do not.
How are you a Hamilton?
Chris,
we've got to.
I don't know.
I didn't know it either. All of these years, and your brother didn't even know.
He was a chocolate man. That dude, I mean.
Are you serious?
He'd have an IV of chocolate, milk, and ice cream. Dude.
You don't even like. Hold on a second. Wait. Hold the phone, dude. I'm sorry. I am like in shutdown mode. Like, you don't even eat like a Reese's or like an M&M?
No. Chocolate drink. For some reason, anything in my drink, chocolate, I don't know. It just does not agree with. I don't like it. I can eat candy once in a while. I put chocolate in my protein shakes, my protein bars. But
that's powdered chocolate.
Well,
it's imitation created chocolate.
I'm just saying. No, I don't do chocolate milk. No.
Oh my goodness! What have you ever tried it?
Well, yeah. How do you think I know?
When you were like 7, you know your taste buds do change. Like they
have.
You may be an avid chocolate drinker. You don't even know it.
No.
It could expand your horizons.
No.
Well, anyways, okay. Well, what I man, I feel like I'm learning so much about fat.
I know. It's so interesting, isn't it?
Well, Chris is learning new things too. He's like, I didn't know that.
Well, you know. Inquiring minds want
to
know.
There you go. Now I know how to. We're going to have to get you some chocolate milk. Please, if you have any chocolate milk, send it in. We'll make sure we put it to good use.
I'm good.
But I remember going to the grocery store and I saw these, you know, soy milk comes in all these different flavors and there's vanilla and chocolate. And I was like, wow, very vanilla soy. Don't. I've tried it.
Mistake, huh?
No, it's like a sugary intake of sugar colored. I don't know.
Syrup?
I was like, I'm like, this is like a
sundae. Put it on your pancakes?
I was like, this is so much. I'm like,
or your coffee?
Yeah, we have gone beyond the intake of health, and I was like, all right, just stick back to the soy.
Stick with the plant stuff.
Yes. I need almond soy. I don't know. Whatever. So
that's what's wrong with those protein bars. You keep putting that soy stuff in there.
I went with, we're back on the protein bars.
That's what's wrong with them.
See, I was once told that it was the wrong flavored honey.
Now
we get on the soy.
Real honey, not the store-bought stuff.
Okay.
It actually comes from bees.
See, we have found out, Chris, that if the label says honey, you got to find out, is it made with real bees?
Just read the label, man. It'll tell you.
Because if they're hired bees, then it's not real honey. We are going to perfect.
If you ever had natural honey in a store bought, you would know what I'm talking about.
I don't think I've ever had natural honey before.
That's awesome. Very good.
Well, not like, do you have to get it from like a, is it like a guy?
You generally, you're going to get it from one of those like vegetable places. What do you call them?
A grocery store?
No. On the side of the street.
Place. Oh, you mean like a farmer's market.
Yeah. That's where they get all the natural stuff.
The vegetable.
It doesn't come out of the back of a truck. Somebody actually made it and brought
produced
it.
Produced in a box and shipped.
Right.
You know, it's actually, from what I heard, like you're saying, sinus problems. Someone had told me allegedly that if you have...
This is true.
If you have like sinus or like, you know, pollen, I guess. If you get honey... That's made, I guess, from like the local area where you're at. The bees in that area, when you eat the honey that's made from those specific bees, from the pollen that you're allergic to, you begin to grow immunities to it.
Really?
They say something like a spoonful of honey or something. No.
Makes the medicine go down?
Something like that.
Oh, that's sugar.
I'm not a certified dietitian or anything, but something like that.
I'm dating myself.
What was that from?
I think Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
Yeah. You remember the song?
I do.
Spoonful of sugar makes them medicine
go down. No, please, go for it.
I'm good. No. That's the only line I remember.
So soy and the proper chocolate ingredients makes the greatest protein bars. We'll make sure that we get that related to you. So
I think there's a recipe
somewhere. Betty Crocker has it listed somewhere. We'll make sure that we ask. Hopefully we can get the full ingredients on the disclosing. But we have yet. We keep asking and...
I gave it to you other day on the air.
He did. And then he made sure to point out every wrong ingredient that I used because it looked differently than his own.
Because yours don't look nothing like mine. I don't know why.
They still do taste good, though. And you know what's funny, though, is we have yet to see John bring in his own.
Yep, that ain't happening.
But he's so faithful to point out, like, why do yours look so different than his? But I've yet to see his contributions.
No, it ain't gonna happen.
Yeah,
we'll have to talk to Teresa.
Well,
definitely.
We will definitely have to find out. She does all the cooking.
Yeah. And Elijah
brews the coffee.
Right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.